This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We're going a little bit astray today in the sense that we are definitely going to be talking about politics, but we're going to devote the entire show to the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. And, of course, you know who that is, David Horowitz. Jim McKinney is on the line with me, as he will be from now on during most of our editorials and certainly most of the segments of the weekend show. Jim and I have both read Dark Agenda. It is a fascinating book. David, we'd like to get for you to give us a little bit about your background and your philosophy, and then we'll go through subjects that cover the entire book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. David, your answer.
Sure. I was brought up by card-carrying communists. Everybody I knew as a kid who was a friend of the family wanted Stalin and the Soviets to win the Cold War. What I learned in the left, and I got out of the left when they murdered the Black Panther Party, murdered a woman I had recruited to keep the books of a school that I had created for the Panthers. And that happened about the same time that America was forced to abandon its allies in Vietnam because of the left. When the communists came to power, they proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million innocent Indochinese peasants. And there wasn't a single protest from the left. The left hates America. It is not an anti-war movement. It has all kinds of high ideals, but its real ideal is to destroy America. And from the time that I first became a conservative, my message to conservatives is you have to recognize this is a war. These people hate you. They have no principles except to get the power to destroy what we have really put together in this country over the last 240 years. They attack the very foundations of our country. They want to make us born in sin and evil from the beginning. These are enemies, and they sit in the Congress. I mean, the Cortez, Tlaib, Omar, and their 30 or 40 friends, they all hate America. They all support the terrorists. And Republicans and conservatives and Christians generally are just too nice, too civilized, too polite to call them out for what they are. Don't call them liberals, for example. They're vindictive bigots. The only truly liberal people in America who want to hear two sides to a conversation and believe in civilized behavior are conservatives and Republicans.
David, the interesting, as you make these points, I think a lot of people, a lot of our listeners will understand that there is this tremendous war going on. But a lot of the left wrap themselves in the flag and the basic principles and use the basic principles of the Constitution, free speech, in order to undermine this process. And how do you see them using those actual tools, our constitutional tools?
Talk is cheap. I've heard these America haters, like Omar, say she loves America. No, she doesn't. You just look at what she supports and what she does and what she says, what she's not saying she loves America, to see that she hates this country and wants to destroy it. People just, sure, they say they're patriotic, and then comes July 4th, and the president proposes a tribute to America, and they all attack it. That's where their hearts really lie.
Yeah.
Show me a war that the left has supported, an American war, since World War II. And the only reason they supported us in World War II was because Hitler attacked there. motherland, the Soviet Union. But they've opposed every single war. I remember waiting during the first Gulf War with Saddam Hussein, a monster of a human being, swallowed Kuwait, a naked aggression. And I said, is the left going to support us protecting the Kuwaitis and restoring Kuwait to its independence? And, of course, they didn't. They absolutely did not. And that goes for most of the Democratic Party at the time.
You know, what I would have to say on that particular topic is, number one, no disrespect. I know all of the recent wars. As long as you have been active, David, with your Freedom Foundation and other institutions, I think that a lot of people probably, pardon me, would not agree with the statement that they have opposed every single war. My problem.
Name one they supported. Name one. Name one.
Jim, that's your area of expertise.
No, I agree with David. Actually, since World War II, there has been a tremendous backlash.
The North Korean invasion of the South. They were attacking America in the Korean War. In Central America, they supported the communists. You know, you can't really name a war that they were on the side of freedom, democracy in the United States.
They were against the invasion of Grenada. They were against the...
Right, the liberation of Grenada is what it was.
Yeah, exactly. With Cuban intervention, and of course, you know, the drug leader in Noriega in Panama, and then the first Gulf War, and then
but
of course
Black
they.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a racist communist organization, and a violent one as well. And their leaders are all acolytes of Fidel Castro. They all gave him tributes. Their leaders all gave him tributes. He died way too late. I mean, he was such a monster and a sadist. Their icon is Asada Shakur. They say a prayer to Asada every time they hold a demonstration. She's a vicious cop killer. She yes. executed the father he had two children. While he was lying on the ground, she shot him, and then she walked over to him and just executed him. And now she's in Cuba, and she's the icon and the heroine of the Mother's March and the Black Lives Matter, which, Obama invited them all to the White House.
You know, I have one question for you, David. Correct me where I'm wrong here, but, you know, of course, every single life matters. You know, and I think, quite frankly, most of the liberals are simply showing their ignorance.
No, don't use the word liberal. These are communists.
Okay.
These people, look, I can't speak on a college campus. I haven't been able in 20 years to speak on a college campus without a bodyguard. But I really can't speak on college campuses anymore. And I'm one of many, many conservatives. People who hate the First Amendment are not liberals. And that is true of the left today. And you don't see the Democratic Party defending free speech. You know, look, take Chick-fil-A. Why is Chick-fil-A banned in the airports in El Paso and Buffalo? Because they make bad chicken?
No.
Because their philanthropic arm supports organizations that reflect their Christian ideas. The left wants to suppress everybody that disagrees with it. They're not liberals.
I have no disagreement with what you're saying. The only place I have a bit of a disagreement is right now. We're at 8:55. We have to take we're going to take a real quick break, David. A real quick break.
We're stalling with my book, Dark Agenda.
We're going to talk about that on the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, Stick around. Right back with Mr. David Horowitz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, here we are back with David Horowitz, and Jim McKinney is helping me out. He's going to be doing, let's change helping me out to the phrase taking an integral part. Jim, I did a lot of the talking in the first segment. Why don't you go ahead and address any topics you would like that would be appropriate to David right now?
I think it's a very important discussion right now to differentiate the average the idea of liberalism and liberal ideology, liberal views, which historically have supported those fundamental principles, especially in that First Amendment of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, and change that's happened. You can look at each of those principles and you can see the Democratic Party shifting to the point where they're no longer defending these fundamental principles. In fact, they're attacking them anytime somebody of opposition actually steps up, someone with a different thought or a different idea. And I think David's point, and I don't want to speak for you at all, David, I'll let you talk a little bit about it more, is that, hey, look, they're undermining the foundations of our principles, and they're getting a lot of people to support it through party politics, and I think a lot of people don't understand the ramifications of that. And I know your book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, actually talks about some of the foundations and how important Christianity is in our founding principles, and then how that process has undermined basic philosophies and basic principles that have brought us to such heights and success in America throughout the globe, and how that is really undermining our future. So let's transition to those actual issues and what kind of happened, and let's talk about your book. I think it's a really important read for our listeners out there.
Christian America, that phrase itself. Of course, America is a secular republic. But why is it a secular republic? It's a secular republic because it was created. 98% of the people who settled and created America were Protestant Christians. And Protestants, not believing, understanding, they actually had all fled persecution by established churches. That's why they created a secular republic, so that one religion wouldn't have the power of the state to suppress others. If you look at it further, everything, every principle that we hold dear as Americans, the freedom of conscience, free speech, equality, tolerance, inclusion, every one of those is a Christian idea. It originated with Protestant Christians, and this country could only have been created by Protestant Christians. Until the Protestant Reformation, you could only get to heaven by going through the Catholic Church and its priesthood. But the reformers understood that churches are human institutions, therefore they're subject to the corruptions of human beings, which is a fundamental Christian idea. It's actually a Jewish idea, too.
Yes,
you know, we were given a paradise that was better than the Green New Deal at the beginning in Eden, the Garden of Eden. But what was required to remain in the Garden of Eden, you live forever, you with no pain in childbirth, fruit falling from the trees, was not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which means not to do evil. But people do evil. We all have tendencies to egotism, to lust, I could go on and on, to coveting other people's things, envy, greed. Every human being has this. You have to fight it. That's why we have religion, to try to fight this. So they understood that the church could be a source of corruption. And, of course, you know, if you've seen the Borgias on Netflix, you know how corrupt the church got. So they came up with a revolutionary idea. They called it the priesthood of all believers. No longer would you go through the Catholic priesthood or any Protestant priesthood. Every creature of God or every human being created by God faced their maker one-on-one without the intervention of a church or a religion or a priesthood. Now, think of that for a moment. So that is a radical idea of human equality, equal with the eyes of God, therefore equal before government. Inalienable right given by God to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness cannot be taken away. That included black slaves. which is why America, from its very beginning, wrote into its birth certificate, all men are created equal and have an inalienable right to liberty. That's how the slaves got freed. It was Englishmen who enslaved the slaves. It was Americans, led by Thomas Jefferson, who freed the slaves from the moment of America's birth. Slaves were being freed in the North. They couldn't. The South was a slave economy. So there were a lot of different stakes in maintaining slavery. And if the North had taken on a civil war back in 1787, the British would have joined the South and crushed the North, and we would have slavery for many, many more years. American, you know, you hear politicians, these empty-headed people like Cory Booker and Julian Castro, saying, you know, we have the America's original sin is slavery. No, it isn't. We didn't create slavery. The British did. We were born in 1776, and from that day, we are the America was, in fact, the greatest gift given to black people in 3,000 years, because nobody in 3,000 years had said that slavery was immoral until white Christian males came along and did it. That's how integral Christianity is to the fabric of our lives. Yet it's been driven out of the public square. It's driven out of the schools. You can't tell public school children that the pilgrims were Christians or that they were fleeing religious persecution. So Americans no longer have an understanding of where their rights come from and what their rights are and why. That's just a fact of life now, because religion has been driven out by the left, you know, from the public square really entirely. In 1962, the Supreme Court came down with the first of its horrific decisions, which was that saying a non-denominational prayer, it actually was 23 words, a prayer to Almighty God, thanks for protecting me, my parents, and my country. Amen. And that was said every day in public schools until the Supreme Court came along and said it was unconstitutional. And it's been constitutional for 170 years. You know, talk about precedent. Talk about stare decisis.
David, going to cut you out just for a second. Another very quick commercial break. Jim and I will be right back with David Horowitz.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Barry continues to bear down toward Louisiana's coastline near Morgan City. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says flooding may be devastating with up to 2 feet of rain expected.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
Forecasters warn the system may become a hurricane and could spawn tornadoes to the east.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony to Congress has been delayed until the 24th of July under an agreement that gives lawmakers more time to question him. Mueller had been scheduled to testify July 17th about the Russia probe. Lawmakers in both parties complained there wasn't enough time allotted to ask all their questions. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, David. We're back with David Horowitz. We're discussing Dark Agenda, the war to destroy Christian America, and bigger, broader issues of what's happening in America right now, and this attempt by basically communist ideologues that are undermining the foundations of this nation and where we are going. And we had just been talking about 1776. We're talking about the 1962 Engle versus Vitale U.S. Supreme Court decision that stopped prayer in public schools. And that was basically a turning point. And David, let's go back to those foundational points in our history. But most importantly, why is the left, why are they trying to use our own principles, our own constitutional rights that have actually supported them? You talk very much about slavery. Martin Luther King, he held up the Constitution as the primary means of defending civil rights in the United States. And now we have the left and we have black America undermining, and some leaders in the black community, not all, many are beginning to realize, but they're using those very tools to undermine the foundations and those principles that really have made. Go ahead, please.
We're at war with the Marxist left. This is where I grew up. I grew up in this movement. The left never conceded. I mean, they supported the Soviet communism. That murdered 100 million people and impoverished, created unbelievable poverty at a continental level. They, progressives, my parents who are card-carrying communists, they always referred to themselves as progressives. Progressives were supporters of that. When the Soviet Union collapsed and the truth came out, they just said this wasn't real socialism. They didn't learn any lessons from the 20th century, and they have grown very, very powerful. It's cultural Marxism that we're facing. It's also known as identity politics. Marx had this crackpot idea that people were oppressed in democratic societies. The Communist Manifesto was a call to war. Corporate, you know, the ruling class, the rich, oppress us. You know, Bill Gates is very rich, but that's not, he didn't make anybody poor. People aren't poor because Bill Gates made $100 billion. What he did, he tens of millions of jobs. He changed the whole way we live. Was that worth $100 billion? And it probably was, but there's no oppression. That oppression is a communist myth. When they talk about the war against women, it's a myth. Who's at war with women? I mean, there are individual boors in our society, no doubt. But men aren't at war with women. They have this nonsense of the gender wage gap. And women make 20 cents less on the dollar than men do. It's an obvious lie. If that were true, employers would fire all women and hire women and increase their profits 20%. It doesn't happen because it isn't true. But they go miles on this thing. Cultural Marxism replaced Marx's idea that the rich oppress proletarians, workers, with the idea that there's gender oppression and racial oppression. America is the most tolerant, inclusive society that has ever existed on the face of this earth. All you have to do is turn on your TV and look at the ads. These corporations don't want to lose customers, so they don't want to offend people. Every ad, practically, will have black and white. They'll have couples that are black and white. They'll have, white parents and black children. They'll have gays. We are the most inclusive, tolerant society on the face of the earth. And yet you have idiots on the left, calling us white supremacists and nonsense like that. These people are sick.
What?
And the problem is everybody is too polite to laugh in their faces when they use words like white supremacists. Nancy Pelosi said that Trump wants to make America white again. That is so idiotic.
It's what's interesting to me, David.
Return the award he gave to Rosa Parks. Start deporting, Hispanics and blacks. We're here legally, by the way. Hopefully, he will deport the illegals.
David, the interesting part is you're talking about too polite, but I also would say that they're too afraid. That people that
well, yes,
there's some sort of a level of fear and intimidation
you're
that's actually
dead. You can't be afraid of being called a racist by these idiots. And this is what is so great about Trump. You look Hillary Clinton in the eye in front of 50 to 70 million people in one of those debates, and he said, "You are a liar and a crook," which he is both. But no other Republican would have the spine to say that because she's a woman. Look at the hypocrisy. They're so clever, the left, by inventing this war against women and pretending that women, it's on the one hand, it's I am woman, hear me roar. On the other hand, is I'm so fragile, if you touch my shoulder without my permission, I'm going to collapse.
David, why do so many people?
You have to laugh at this, and you have to laugh when they do that, and just call them out on their hypocrisy. Democrats, progressives, control every inner city of any size in America, every killing field, every inner Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore. They're all 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and have been for 50 to 100 years. Every injustice in the inner city that policy can affect, Democrats and progressives and leftists are responsible for, but Republicans are too damn polite to ever mention this.
Hey, David,
you have to be prepared to throw back in their face their hypocrisy and their racism. The Democratic Party is a racist party. It judges you on the basis of your skin color, your gender, your sexual orientation, and your religion.
And wanting
Muslim,
to divide us.
Even though Muslims have murdered, you know, 500,000 Christians and Yazidis in the last few years. But if you're Muslim, you're a victim. If you're a Christian, you're an oppressor. How stupid is that? People have to fight back.
Pretty stupid.
Hey, David, so why, and this is, I think, a deeper question. In your opinion, why do educated Americans who had some, you know, history and understanding of those basic principles of our Constitution, why do they support this? Why do we have educated Americans, politicians?
Educated. The educated are the worst.
Yes.
Our universities are communist training camps for crying. I just told you, maybe it wasn't on the air, I haven't been able to visit a campus and speak without a bodyguard in 20 years. There are no conservatives have been purged from the faculties. You have these leftists spewing this nonsense.
Yeah,
and the problem is that people get out of their way instead of going right in their face the way Trump has and calling them out.
I agree 1,000%. David, we've only got about 12 seconds here, so let me just say that we're going to wrap this up in the final segment here, right after the commercial break. We're going to wrap this up with the subject of your choice. Be right back after the break, you guys. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics, I want to give you one reminder here. We're talking with David Horowitz's David book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. It's certainly available on Amazon. I have, along with the picture of the book, which I'm going to put up on Saturday, you can simply click on that link, and that will get you to the book if you'd like to read it. The only thing I'd like to say is, I'm not a very dogmatic person, but this is perhaps one of the best, if not the best, commentary I have ever read concerning American society. And it's by a man who I consider myself to be very, very fortunate to call him a friend. David Horowitz, the most common sense individual who I have ever met in my entire life. We're talking about religion in America, the war to destroy Christianity. Well, David, one of my favorite topics to discuss, because I think it's so despicable, is a topic that you wanted to chat about with our listeners, with myself, and with Jim in this final segment, and that is Roe v. Wade. What do you have to say about it?
Well, of course, it was horrific. It wasn't law. They just invented a right to privacy that doesn't exist in the Constitution. There's nothing private, anyway, about an abortion. And they divided the country. The left is an anti-democratic fascist force. They went to nine. Think of what the Supreme Court is. It's nine lawyers appointed for life by politicians. Now, how could that go wrong? So these guys just decided to change a fundamental law of the land, drive it through the Bible Belt, just inflict it on all these communities. And they divided the country. You want to know why we're two nations today that really don't speak the same language anymore of rights? And that's because of Roe v. Wade. It's what created the religious right. All the major organizations of the religious right were created in the wake of Roe v. Wade. It's what elected Ronald Reagan, and it's what elected Donald Trump. We are in the midst of a civil war in this country. It can't be like the first civil war, because the federal government is too big and too powerful. So it's a battle for control of the federal government. And we have seen the first attempted coup d'etat in the history of the United States, conducted by the Obama-appointed heads of the intelligence agencies, Clapper and Brennan and Hayden, with the assistance of the FBI leadership. That's how corrupt our government has been. And I'm hoping that the new Attorney General, when his investigations are complete, you know, we'll have cleaned up this mess, although
if we don't clean up this mess, if there is not some sort of ramifications for the people that instituted this coup, I fear very much for the future of this country. There's
we are a nation in peril right now.
It is, and the
only way we're going to survive is if more ordinary people get out there and fight. If people stop being afraid of being called names by hypocritical leftists who haven't got a leg to stand on, once you look at what they support and what they do, if people will just stop being intimidated and call these people for what they are, we can win. We can win this battle.
By the nature of conservatives?
There are a lot of good Democrats, but I don't think anybody should vote for the Democratic Party. Well, it has a terror caucus in the House headed by Cortez and Omar.
That fight today is becoming very apparent with Nancy Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez in the Fab Four.
Pelosi is she's a shrewd political operator, which is why she opposes them. But she's deeply corrupt ethically.
Yes.
And so this Schumer, I mean, they're a disgrace is what they are. Here you have a whole party now that's opposed to America having borders. The only country in the world that won't have borders. So we'll be flooded with terrorists and sex traffickers and, people carrying communicable diseases, people we don't know who they are, and people who don't make a commitment. When you're a legal immigrant, you make a commitment to the United States. They're not making any commitment. They're just coming here to take advantage of the And, of course, the Democrats want to vote them more than want health care for illegals. Well, there's probably 6 billion people in the world who would like to have free health care. you have
a bit
to
insanity, right?
How can these people support this? And their whole party is supporting it.
You know, it's
and
interesting.
They do because they have no respect for America. They think America is an oppressive nation. They are cultural Marxists. They think we're the oppressors, we're the bad guys, and it shows up. Every time there's a conflict, the Iranians are blowing up oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz, and the only thing Democrats want to say is, let's not start a war. You know, there comes a point, it was Obama. He drew the red line, if you'll recall.
In Syria, yes.
Against chemical weapons, and he ignored it. And that just encouraged.
Yeah.
You want to know why 500,000 people have been killed? Well, there's, I think under Obama's watch, 18 million people were driven into exile. All that blood is on his head, but he's black, so nobody can mention it.
You know,
people
no.
have to stop, you know, people have, America is, you know, there are racists among us. A lot of them are black. I mean, you see it all. Joy Behar, if you're white, you're a bad person. I mean, she's a racist. All these people on MSNBC and CNN always attacking white people because they're white. That's racism. Don't be timid.
You know what I
Not everybody can, look. Not everybody can be on the front line.
No,
but you know,
people do have to
they
step
can encourage,
up. They
can
got
encourage
to stand
people
up.
On the can encourage people on the front line.
They can't be
Stop
afraid.
Being nice to people who hate you.
You know, I got to jump in here just for a second, because here's a great example of what you're talking about, David. CNS News came out with an article that I'm going to post on the site. The article is entitled Royal Navy Foils Apparent Iranian Attempt to Seize British Tanker in the Gulf.
Right.
Now, even though this article came from what I would call, CNS has got to be pretty independent, I would think. And I was surprised that they focused this article on the fact that, you know, there is a possibility when the Iranians, this was stated in the article, that there's a possibility that the Iranians did the right thing because of past actions of the British. And this was in what I would have to call a fairly independent news source. I'm surprised CNS ran this article. I read it a couple of hours ago, and I have to say that I am very surprised, and it concerns me that an outfit like CNS would run an article like this. I mean, I agree accurate reporting has to show every side of the story. But, well, you guys read it. It's on the website. See what you think. Maybe CNS has a point. I don't know. It'll be up here in about half an hour. Mr. Horowitz, I did not mean to interrupt you. You guys, we've only got, at the very most, 40 seconds left. Hey, Jimmy, you got it.
Well, hey, David, thank you for having me. I hope everybody goes out there. You want ammunition for this fight? Dark agenda, the war to destroy Christian America is full of it. It's got a lot about the left, why they hate America. They hate Christians because they hate America. They hate freedom of conscience. They hate religious liberty. That's the foundation of all our freedom.
Well, let me say,
they're intimidating people and shutting them down. And if people do not stand up and make statements against this type of activity, then we will lose this nation. I think it's very important read.
We'll definitely lose the nation. One final comment, and I hope I can edit this in. It isn't just the Christians, David, and I don't want to go on anymore on this particular subject. We'll wrap it up by me saying they also don't have much use for Israel either. And Big Al is a supporter.
No, they hate the Jews. The Jews are the most persecuted, Christians globally. There's so many more Christians. America was created by Christians, and its principles are Christian principles.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.